Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for TXNM Energy. If you're not familiar with this name, TXNM Energy is a player in the utilities sector, focusing on providing electric power and energy services. Based in the U.S., they operate within a regulated industry, serving a specific regional market with a solid base of customers. For long-term investors like us, utilities often represent stability, but there's always more beneath the surface, and that's what we're diving into today. Let's break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for TXNM Energy while weaving in some recent performance trends, financial insights, and key updates to keep you in the loop. Before we jump into the SWOT, let's touch on some recent context. TXNM Energy has been navigating a mixed bag of performance lately. Over the past few months, their stock has shown some volatility, with short-term dips and recoveries that reflect broader sector trends. On the news front, there's chatter about regulatory challenges and strategic investments, which we'll unpack as we go. So let's get into the meat of this analysis and see what makes TXNM Energy tick and where the risks lie. Strengths: stable revenue base in a regulated industry. Being in the utility sector, TXNM Energy benefits from a consistent demand for electricity and energy services. Their revenue streams, as seen in recent income statements, show steady figures year over year, which is a big plus for long-term investors looking for predictability. This isn't a flashy growth stock, but it's a reliable one. Solid financial metrics. Looking at their key ratios, TXNM Energy sports a decent current ratio and quick ratio, indicating they've got enough liquidity to handle short-term obligations. Their gross profit margin also holds up well, suggesting they're managing costs effectively in a capital-intensive industry. For us investors, this means they're not drowning in operational inefficiencies, at least not yet. Dividend yield as a draw. With a notable dividend yield in their metrics, TXNM Energy offers a nice income stream for those of us focused on passive income. Utilities often do, but it's worth highlighting that their payout looks sustainable based on current earnings, which is a green flag for long-term holding. Positive earnings call insights. In their latest Q1 2025 earnings call, management highlighted ongoing earnings per share that beat expectations, signaling operational strength. They're not just coasting, there's active effort to deliver value, which is reassuring when you're thinking about parking your money here for the long haul. Weaknesses: high debt levels. Let's not sugarcoat this. Their debt-to-equity ratio is a concern. As seen in the balance sheet data, total liabilities are stacking up against equity, which could limit flexibility if interest rates climb or if they need to fund big projects. For long-term investors, this is a red flag. Debt can weigh down growth if not managed well. Limited growth in revenue. While revenue is stable, the income statements don't show significant year-over-year growth. This isn't surprising for a utility, but it means TXNM Energy isn't positioned for explosive upside. If you're looking for a high-growth play, this might not be your cup of tea. Regulatory pressures. The earnings call summary mentioned ongoing regulatory hurdles. In the utility space, government oversight can cap profits or delay projects, and TXNM Energy seems to be wrestling with some of these constraints. This could impact future earnings if not navigated carefully. Mediocre return metrics. Their return on equity and return on invested capital aren't exactly setting the world on fire. These figures suggest that while they're profitable, they're not squeezing maximum value out of their assets or equity. For savvy investors, this hints at room for operational improvement. Opportunities: strategic investments for growth. Management talked up their focus on infrastructure and strategic investments during the Q1 2025 earnings call. If these pan out, they could drive efficiency and expand capacity, potentially boosting free cash flow down the line. For long-term holders, this is the kind of forward-thinking move you want to see. Legislative support. Also from the earnings call, there's mention of potential legislative tailwinds that could ease regulatory burdens or provide incentives. If TXNM Energy can capitalize on these, it might unlock new revenue streams or cost savings, something to watch in the medium term. Sector stability amid economic uncertainty. The utilities sector often acts as a safe haven when markets get choppy. With TXNM Energy's steady demand profile, they're well-positioned to weather broader economic storms, making them an attractive pick for risk-averse investors building a diversified portfolio. Valuation potential. Looking at their forward PE ratio, it's not wildly overvalued compared to industry averages. This suggests there's room for the stock to appreciate if they execute on growth plans or if sector sentiment improves. For those of us with a long-term horizon, buying at a reasonable valuation is always a win. Threats. Rising interest rates and debt burden. With their high debt levels, any uptick in interest rates could hit TXNM Energy hard. Financing costs would rise, eating into margins, and that's a real threat for a company in a capital-heavy industry. Keep an eye on macro trends here, folks. Operational challenges. The earnings call pointed to some operational hiccups that could delay projects or increase costs. In the short to medium term, this might spook investors looking for smooth execution, even if the long-term story remains intact. Industry competition and innovation. While TXNM Energy's sector is stable, it's not immune to disruption. Renewable energy trends and tech advancements could pressure traditional utilities if they don't adapt. Their CapEx on property and equipment looks decent, but they'll need to stay ahead of the curve to avoid losing ground. Market volatility impact. Even though utilities are defensive, TXNM Energy's performance metrics show they're not immune to market swings. Short-term dips in the stock could test investor patience, especially if broader sector or industry performance lags, as seen in some of the comparative data. Now let's tie this all together with a bit of perspective. TXNM Energy is a classic utility play. Think steady, not sexy. Their strengths lie in stability and dividends, which are music to the ears of long-term investors who prioritize income and resilience over rapid growth. But those debt levels and regulatory headaches? They're not trivial. If you're holding or considering a position, you've got to weigh whether their strategic moves and potential legislative wins can offset these risks. On the flip side, the threats around interest rates and operational snags could create buying opportunities if the stock takes a hit in the near term. Just don't expect fireworks in terms of growth. Looking at the bigger picture, TXNM Energy's valuation metrics, like the forward PE, suggest it's not overpriced, which is a good starting point for building a position. Their free cash flow trends are worth monitoring too. If those strategic investments start paying off, as hinted in the earnings call, we could see some upside. But patience is key here. This isn't a stock that's going to double overnight. So, what's the long-term outlook? TXNM Energy has a solid foundation for investors seeking stability and income in a volatile market, but it's not without its challenges. If they manage their debt and navigate regulatory waters effectively, there's potential for steady returns over the years. For now, it's a hold-and-watch kind of stock. Keep tabs on their progress with those investments and any shifts in the macro environment. Thanks for sticking with me through this deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions below, and let's keep the conversation going. See you in the next one.